Let's take some deep breaths. Relaxing the neck, relaxing your shoulders. Just take some really deep breaths. Closing your eyes, and when you close your eyes, I want you to lift your eyes as if they're looking at the top of your head under your eyelids. So you breathe in and you move your eyes up to the top of your head, high as you can, like you're looking at your forehead with your eyelids closed. And you breathe in and out for about 3 breaths. And your eyelids may flutter, they may twitch, and that's really good because it means that your mind is responding to going into easily and effortlessly a deep state of relaxation. So when you're ready, you can just let your eyes relax underneath your closed eyelids. And breathe in and out through your nose. And I want you to imagine that a beautiful soft wave of relaxation is drifting down over your head, the front of your head, around your eyes, your cheeks, your nose, your mouth, your jaw, around your ears and the back of your head. And that beautiful wave of relaxation is seeping and drifting into your skin, your muscles, your bones, as you allow your head to relax. The sound of my voice and the sounds around you are leading you, guiding you, helping you to relax. And as you allow that wave of relaxation to drift down into your neck, the front of your neck, the left and the right sides of your neck, the back of your neck, releasing all tension. And as you allow that wave of relaxation to drift into your skin, your muscles, your bones, you start to surrender to that state of knowing, knowing that you can let yourself go, knowing that you're in complete control, that any moment, if you choose, you can easily open your eyes. However, for now, you're completely content to relax, to allow yourself to surrender to this soft state of relaxation as it drifts down over your shoulders, into your arms, around your elbows, your forearms, your hands, your fingers. As it seeps into your skin, your muscles, your bones, you very gently allow your higher self, your inner knowing, to become more and more aware. For you know that the more that you relax, the easier it is to enter that state of your higher self, easier it is for you to access your complete mind, the control center of your mind. And that wave of relaxation drifts down now into your chest, your upper back, the middle of your back, your stomach, your lower back, your hips, your pelvis. The sound of my voice and the sounds around you are leading you, guiding you, helping you to drift deep within yourself. With each and every breath you take, you find yourself letting go as that wave of relaxation drifts into your skin, your muscles, your organs, your bones. As you drift deeper and deeper down within yourself, as you allow that wave of relaxation to take you softly, gently into your mind, that part of your mind that is the control center, the part that knows everything, sees everything, understands everything, and you're very aware the secret to accessing it is to relax. The more you relax, the easier it is to enter that part of your mind. And as that wave of relaxation drifts down into your legs, around your knees, your calves, your shins, your ankles, your feet, your toes, and it very gently drifts into your skin, your muscles, your bones. And as you allow yourself to simply surrender your whole body to that state of relaxation, you easily and effortlessly find yourself accessing the control center of your mind as you access your higher self. It's very easy for you to follow your inner knowing, to see your inner sight, to hear what you most need to hear. And as you have allowed yourself to surrender, in your mind's eye, in your imagination, I want you to imagine a room in your mind, in your brain. That room is the command center. It sits in the center of your mind, your brain, that beautiful, intelligent brain of yours that is very, very good at receiving orders, receiving images, receiving beliefs and knowledge. Your mind is very, very smart, and it knows there is a part within it that is the command center, the quantum part of your mind, and you find it easy to see it in your mind's eye. And as you look around in this command center, you take notice of what you've created. Is there a fire, a desk, plants, a window? Is there a lovely chair? Maybe there's animals there, paintings. It's beautiful. It's just the way you love it to be. And it's full of beautiful things. It has everything you need. And if you were to look up to the ceiling, the roof of this room in your mind command center, you would see that you have access to your guides and the Palladians. The Palladians, emissaries of light, and there is a group of them standing around in a sacred circle, ready, willing, able to assist you with their energy to releasing all beliefs that no longer serve you and to replacing them with beliefs that enhance your life, the beliefs that you truly want, that you would choose for yourself. And the Palladians use their incredible energy and instruments to assist the neurological pathways that hold those beliefs that no longer serve you in releasing themselves, simply deleting them, vanishing them. And they are helping to build new synapses and new neurological pathways to hold and store the beliefs that you've chosen for yourself. And every time you release a belief, they will send down an energy to enhance the new one that you're choosing. So I want you to take a moment to go to the book or the computer that's in your command center that holds the beliefs and all the beliefs that you've chosen to take on that are no longer serving you. And you're going to turn on the computer or open the book, and you're going to see the very first belief written there. If it's in a book, you're going to tear it out and burn that page forever. If it's in the computer, you're going to read it and press delete. And as soon as you do that, you're going to see a new page open up on the computer or in the book, and you're going to write or type your new belief. And you're going to do that for the next 5 minutes. And it's very easy for you. You simply open your eyes a little bit, look at what you've written, go back in, see it in your book or your computer, delete it, and write the new one. And each time you write a new one, the Palladian emissaries of light will send an energy down to you to support your brain in accepting and rewiring this new belief. You have 5 minutes and the time starts now. And I'll let you know as we go on how many minutes you have left. You have 3 minutes left. You have 2 minutes left. You have 1 minute left. And now just finishing up the last one that you have on your list for now. And closing the book and turning off the computer and knowing any day, you can simply go to this command center in your brain by relaxing yourself, allowing that wave of relaxation to drift down through your body, call in the Palladian emissaries of light and ask them to support you. In rearranging your brain, recalibrating your system. So remaining in your command center, in your mind. And now you're going to work on the right side of your brain. For you understand that when you were young, everything was programmed on both sides. So you're going to sit in a comfortable place in your command center room and imagine that you're sitting as a child at the dinner table. And you might imagine when you were 5, 7, it doesn't matter what age, the age that comes to you, because your mind knows where it wants to go. The Palladian emissaries of light are supporting you to accessing that year, that time. When you were sitting at the dinner table with your family, and it's a time when you noticed something that you felt in your body about yourself. It may have been that one time that you really felt alone or anxious. And I want you to take a moment to remember the room, the table, the chair, where your parents are, what's happening between them, and how did you feel sitting there? Did you feel connected? And I'm going to give you 3 minutes to witness what you were holding in your body about yourself at that dinner table, around the feelings that you had. Did you feel wanted? Did you feel loved? Did you feel accepted? Or did you feel unheard, shame, guilt for wanting more food? Did you feel revolted because you didn't want to eat the food? What was going on for you? What feelings did you feel? And take note, are these feelings that you felt often in your life around being nurtured and receiving, being received? You have 3 minutes, and the time starts now. minute left. Good. And if you feel that you've really gone into this and you really understand how you felt as a child sitting at that table, what you held in your body is by way of feelings and energetic signatures, get a very clear feeling of what that is and how it's affected your life. Now I want you to repeat after me. I no longer wish to hold this image physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually in my body. In my spirit, I release it now throughout all time, space, realities, and I replace it with. And now you're going to see exactly the same scene with a different outcome. You're going to feel what the child feels when they're received, when they're nurtured, when they're listened to. How does that child feel sitting there in a family that's happy that you're there, delighted at what you're saying, what you're showing them, what you're doing? Do you feel content? Do you feel satisfied? Do you feel loved and warm and safe? And you'll have 3 minutes. Really feel this. Create that feeling of how it is, this new energetic signature that's going to resonate in your entire being of what it's like as a child to be received and nurtured in precisely the way that you always wanted. Feel what it feels like to have your parents loving each other, sharing you with love, proud of you, protective of you. And you'll have 3 minutes to really feel it, and the time starts now. have 1 minute left. Good. And now the Palladians will just come in around you. And enhance those feelings. Feeling received, nurtured, loved, protected and safe. And I want you to think of a word, one word that you've most needed throughout your life. And that word may be wanted, lovable, acceptable, worthy. It needs to be one word. And I want you to put your hands on your stomach, very gently on your stomach. And I want you to imagine that inside your stomach is a very small version of you. And that small version of you in the womb needs that word. And using your hands, and the Palladian emissaries of light, you're going to send the vibration of that word into who you were when you were in the womb of your mother. You're going to start before you were born. And I'm calling on the Palladian emissaries of light to place their hands on your hands and energize the healing vibration of creating the resonance of that word within your DNA structure, your cellular knowing from when you were in the womb. And I want you to breathe in and out through your belly. And just imagine that small, tiny version of you in your stomach. And you're just pouring in the vibration of that one word that you needed. Good. And now I want you to go to another time in your life, another age. Maybe you were 3 or 2 or 5 or 8 or 14, 21. Doesn't matter what age. I want you to go through your entire life and every event in your life that you needed someone to tell you that word, to express that word to you in their actions, in their voice. And I want you to give it to who you were at that time, as if they're growing inside you, the toddler, the school child, the teenager, the young adult. I'm going to give you 2 minutes to embed that word in every situation that you felt you needed it. You needed to feel it and hear it. And the Palladian emissaries of light are going to amplify that for you. You have 1 minute left. Good. And now we ask the Palladian emissaries of light to wrap you in a cocoon. And the cocoon is sort of like, it's like fairy floss, you know, it's like a cobweb. If you think of how cobwebs are very fine, very gentle, and the cobweb is spun and it's made out of gold and blue light. And inside that light is that word. And they're going to wrap you in that cocoon, in that cobweb, from your feet right up to the top of your head, and encase you with the vibration of that word. And I'm going to ask them to continue with the vibration of that word and that cocoon for 48 hours. 2 full days, so that it can really register in your vibration and see how people react to you over the next few days. And I'm asking the Palladian emissaries of light in your dream state over the next 2 nights to recalibrate you and to upgrade you to another level of knowledge and protection.